This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Grass, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, WFYI's Matthew Soucy has a chat with indie-based vocalist Leah Crane on her latest album, Lucky to Be Me. Indianapolis rapper and poet Pernelfin Pike joins us to share his top five favorite songs, and we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, WFYI's Blues House Party host Matthew Soucy has a chat with indie-based vocalist and recording artist Leah Crane.
You're listening to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Matthew Soucy, here with, I believe, a jazz chanteuse, Leah Crane.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I believe that's on your website.
That might be insulting to all jazz singers out there.
Now. Her new album is called Lucky to Be Me. Yes, album, CD. So, Leah, where'd you grow up?
I grew up here in Indianapolis.
What side of town? They'll ask.
I went to Pike High School.
Okay.
So, northwest side. My parents still live here. Yes, very close. They keep close tabs.
They still come to your gigs?
Sometimes. They're coming to this show.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's good.
So, not asking your influences, but I would say, who did you sing along to in your room?
I have this vivid memory of singing along to, you know, Van Halen and... And my dad listened to Queen, so, you know, Freddie Mercury and all of that. So those rockers.
I think a jazz version of Hot for Teacher is is now required.
There we go.
Just putting it out there. So you went to the IU Jacobs School of Music.
I did.
Do you remember your audition?
I do. I actually have an odd story about that. I was not planning to go to music school. And so my entire senior year, I was planning to go to University of Missouri and do broadcast journalism. Yes. Glad I didn't do that now. But I had to beg to get an audition at the last month. I mean, the auditions were already over. And so I got an audition in like late May, early June. And I remember being one of the only ones there because it was past all of the group auditions. So I do remember vividly. Actually, I don't remember what I sang, but I remember being late.
But you got in.
I did get in.
And I know you also got a graduate degree in social work from IU.
I did. Yep.
So the parents are happy.
I don't know. I think I picked two professions that make no money. So I don't know if they're happy about that. But yeah. No, they're happy that I feel successful and that I'm bringing joy to other people. So
how is the balance? I mean, it's not necessarily Monday, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and then you gig on the weekends, or, you know, you have a day's work and then you have night work. Is that true?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Yeah, I'm fairly always working. So
has there been a time where one job interfered with another? Or maybe you think it, or maybe the day job have an effect on your evening performance?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the things I'm learning about, since I spend my day helping other people and dealing with a lot of crises at times and sad things, I think one of the things I'm trying to learn is just how to have good boundaries and leave that there, move on to the next thing and not take it with me.
Has a song changed its meaning based on your day work?
I can't think of a good answer to that, so I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't going for the easy things like, you know, crazy or,
you know,
or a particular sad song, but okay.
I'm pretty good at just, you know.
Leaving it at home, leaving it in the office?
Yeah, I think so.
It's good to have. So going through your list, I'm going through the list, the Indianapolis Chamber Orchestra, the Indy Arts Chorale, New World Youth Symphony Orchestra, Fisher's Chambers Players, Lafayette Bach Chorale, and Encore Vocal Arts. You've all shared the stage with them.
Yeah.
Is there different approaches to preparing vocally if you're with an ensemble compared to an orchestra, or, you know, the size of the group?
Not really. I really do the same vocal warm-ups for all of that. I think just the practicing leading up to the different repertoire would be different, but still the same vocal exercises. Mm-hmm. So,
and I know for a lot of folks, you are known as the singer in Pavel in Direct Contact.
Oh, yes.
How did you hook up with that ball of energy that is Pavel? And if you've ever seen him live, you know exactly what I mean.
Yes. We actually met, I sing at a funeral of my neighbor's mother, and he was playing for that. And it was actually at Witherspoon Presbyterian, not too far from, you know, on the west side. And I sang the Lord's Prayer, and he told me that I was very serious. And so I'm sure I probably was, because it was a funeral and it's the Lord's Prayer. But anyway, so that's how we first met.
And how long do you still play with them whenever possible?
Yes.
And how long has that been?
Five years. Oye, mamacita, bonita,
Filomeni Fantas, preciosa. So it sounds like you've also done Saturday nights and Sunday mornings. How many different places of worship have you sang in?
Oh, gosh.
Gosh, you said that's good.
That's probably what I do the most, I think, is sometimes I'm joking, you know, with friends that's my main job is singing for funerals, which has been a lot of funerals in the last several years. But I have sung at a lot of churches, and I also have sung for 20 years at Bethel Zedek Temple during high holidays. Shout out to Bethel Zedek. So I do sing in Hebrew, and they're amazingly kind to me. And Rabbi Dennis and Sandy Sasso are amazing people. So I make all the rounds, apparently.
The old joke is, you know, she's available for parties, bar mitzvahs,
funerals and national anthems.
All of those.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. I want to get to that in a little bit. But I want to talk a bit about the new album, Lucky to Be Me. How did this come about in this part of your career, as opposed to, you know, this is the time to make this? When did that start?
So about 3 years ago, my friend Paul Langford, he and I used to do studio recording together, and he has some fabulous vocal a cappella arrangements, some amazing orchestral arrangements. And he and I had a phone conversation about the fact that I wanted to record one song, and it was The Girl in 14G. So he and I agreed that I would come up there, I would record that, see how things go. And I honestly wasn't planning on doing an entire album. I just wanted to have, at the time I was doing so much singing in the pop, salsa, Latin jazz kind of thing, that I thought if I want to still be able to sing this, it's kind of a character cabaret sort of song. You do lots of high operatic coloratura things in it, and then it's a very rangy piece.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I want to get this recorded while my voice can still do this. I'm 40 years old, or 39, or how I was at the time. So anyway, he said, yes, come up, let's record this. And when I got up there, I realized I had a desire to record another song, which was Here's to Life. And so that kind of started the process. Paul was like, what if we did a whole album? And I thought, oh my gosh, there's no way I could ever do that. I don't have the time. I don't have the money, all the things people say. So for 3 years, I went up there probably every other month and did songs. And he did so much programming and hired, you know, musicians to play on it, and mixing and all these things that had to be done. So for 3 years, been working on it. Finally done.
No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. For I have learned that all you give is all you get. So give it all you've got.
That's Here to Life from the new album Lucky to Be Me from Leah Crane. Now, we mentioned earlier you went to the IU Jacobs School of Music. Now, were you studying jazz vocals or classical vocals?
So I don't know if they have a jazz vocal program now. I doubt it.
Okay.
But I was doing classical music.
Ball State grad didn't know. He's asking. That's
yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's sort of, you know, it's just the place to be for opera and classical music.
Well,
so.
I ask that because hearing the opening cut of the album, your version of Cry Me a River, There were two things that came to mind. One, I was saying to you earlier, I couldn't tell it was programming.
Oh, with the strings.
With the strings.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's impressive, because when you've heard a lot, you're like, you know, somebody, I think we're used to a $60 keyboard.
Right.
And it sounds.
The string sound.
Yeah. Or the horns. You're like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
But also at the end of the song, you're not doing America's Got Talent holding a vowel for, you know, 64 bars. Oh. And you can hear, I could hear the experience and the training at the climax of that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you say you're lonely. You cried the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
I don't remember exactly how we did that one. I think that I did that one. There's a couple different methods, and one of them that I specifically remember Paul doing is like singing the song three times and then going through and listening to just a few bars at a time and then picking one of the three in that section that you like the best. There's probably a name to that method, and then you take that chunk and you splice them all together.
Cut and paste.
Yeah, yeah. So I think I don't think that I sang some of those over and over and over. I think I sang the song three times, and then we just picked the best one of the three.
Okay. So, as far as the songs that you selected, how big a shoebox of titles do you have when it came to, and then, you know, whittling it down to the 10?
That is not how it was for me at all. And I think that's why I was so intimidated about making an album, is that I really only had a few songs that I really wanted to sing. Cry Me a River was one of them, because I've listened to that for a very long time. Some of them I'd never sung ever or heard of them, but Paul gave me, I mean, there was a period of time where he was just sending me emails with like ideas for songs. I would listen through them and then pick one that I liked. So some of them I'd never sung before.
Such as?
Beautiful Love, A Kiss to Build a Dream On, The Way You Look Tonight. I would say
most of
the album are things that I've never sung before in public. And so this album release will be the premiere of singing some of them.
Breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I.
You're hearing some snippets from the new album Lucky to Be Me with Leah Crane. Where can people find the album?
It's on all the digital platforms: Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, and I just figured out how to put it up on my website to people to be able to buy the actual physical CD.
Thank you.
So that can happen as well if people still have a CD player.
We have
physical CDs.
Yes, as do I. So. Yeah. Now, you mentioned earlier, you recently sang the national anthem.
I did.
At where?
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
A great place for vocal acoustics.
Yeah. Actually, it was not. They treated me like a queen. I don't even know how else to describe it. They had made sure I had all the proper sound that I needed with the wedges, and it really wasn't as much reverb as you would think. It's not like singing at Lucas Oil Stadium where you're kind of swimming through it and you can't listen to yourself, because as soon as you start listening, then you're behind and off pitch. This was actually a really ideal situation. I felt like I could hear myself really well, and it was good. So no, I really enjoyed it. And I think that it's just, I started saying yes to it because my son is a sports fan and racing fan. I started saying yes to these things because I knew that it would get us a chance to go to these events. And now I've really enjoyed the process of doing it. So
is this an example of the one time mom is cool?
Yeah. Actually, Carson, I think he thinks I'm cool, but okay. He's young still. That's why.
How old?
He's 12, almost 13.
Oh my God. So. I'm sorry.
I don't think my daughter thinks I'm cool. So that's why she doesn't come to these things.
And how old is she?
She's 15.
Okay. So they're done with mom singing around the house.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They're totally annoyed. But no, Carson, actually, he's played our band, Pavel and Direct Contact. He's played the album at his classroom before.
Oh.
So I do think that there is somewhat of I'm still cool in his eyes. So
the album is called Lucky to Be Me. Leah Crane, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you.
You're listening to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Matthew Sosi.
Thanks, Matthew and Leah, for that interview and music. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen in to Pernell from Pike's top five songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen to a top five from Pernell from Pike. But before we get to that, let's listen to a track from him. This is Pernell from Pike and D-Fame with Have It Without Them.
You wake up in your movie, your neighbor gives you dookie. If he's poor like you, why must he be so arrogant? Get your weight up like the smoothie, neighbor sees you improving. You still up in that hoopty, but you painted it. It's a work in progress, fuel with Thanksgiving. They'll see you sidestep, cause you'll see things shifting. Soon as the tanks lift it, they cannot guess the pain. So they let the hater in them use their brain.
What's going on, Indianapolis? You are hanging out with your boy Pernell from Pike right here at WFYI 90.1. All right, now it's time for the top five songs of Pernell from Pike. First off, we're going to start off with some Pharrell, listening to the song Frontin'. This song is a special song with a bittersweet memory to it and a lovely melody. Here it goes.
Sound full of myself or rude, but you ain't looking at no other dudes because you love me. I'm sorry, baby. So you think about a chance, you find yourself trying to do my dance, maybe cause you love me. You do well.
So then we tried.
I'm singing a slow now because you weren't used to how fast we touched.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with hanging out with Pernell from Pike here on WFYI 90.1. The next song is from a guy named Mike, M-I-K-E, just Mike. This song is called Zaza, or Ah, from his recent release, Disco.
Zaza, Zaza. Missing this car, tucking it, soft. They be wanting it, sauce. The substance is here for a bar. If you was who you say that you are, then I fumbled it, soft. But I be chuckling, all of this shot be juggling, large. You said goodbye for the dumbest, lost. I know this life and what come with it.
All right, everybody, I hope you're still hanging out with your boy Pernell from Pike. This next song is by none other than Bill Withers. This song is from his album Adjustments. It is called Make a Smile for Me. This song is a beautiful song that reminds me of beautiful family members that have now passed on but forever live in the heart. Here we go.
Make a smile for me. Lately I've been so lonely, and a smile from you might make these blues go away. Stay a while.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're still hanging out with Pernell from Pike here at WFYI 90.1. This next song is from a man named Cody Chestnut. The song is Chips Down. This is a song I've had to listen to several times while I'm selling my guitar because I've made irresponsible decisions with my money and need to pay rent. I hope this relates with y'all as much as it related to me.
Something around me tells me that there's more to this price than the dime has shown me. Waiting on a paycheck, but isn't every day the payment? Well, I think so, I think so.
Back at it one more time is Pernell from Pike over here at WFYI 90.1. I hope you've enjoyed these songs so far. Now we're going to close out with a party groove. This next jam is from Friday Night Plans. This song is called Plastic Love. Every once in a while, I do step out. And when I step out, I like to step out in style. All right, Indianapolis, it's your guy, Pernell from Pike. I'd like to thank you all for rocking with me with these top five songs of mine. I've enjoyed being here. I hope you enjoyed these tunes as much as I do. I had to break character. I don't want you guys to expect something that's not real. I don't talk like that all the time. I would like to thank WFYI for having me here. I would like to thank everybody as a part of the staff for having me here. You can always find me on Instagram as Pernell from Pike, P-E-R-N-E-L-L from Pike. And you can find me on Twitter at Pike From. And you can also find me on TikTok as Pernell from Pike. Hope to see you around, Indy.
Thanks, Pernell from Pike, for that top five. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from Indianapolis-based soul rockers and Small Studio alum act, The Palace. This is Disco James from The Palace on Small Studio Signal Boost.
And I found such pity for you. I said you don't have to look so glum, because I'm quite alright. I've got some soul, a little life, and some rock and roll. And I found wild dudes, a legend, and a bag of no name. Play this way along with Disco James. I wanna hear that music.
That was Indianapolis-based soul rockers The Palace with a new single, Disco James. The band played our big studio from the small studio in our latest season. You can find the entire session at wfyi.org/small studio. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. First, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
4 Days is a Bloomington-based indie band, and we're going to listen to their debut single. This is Cosign by 4 Days. Flacco is a rapper and producer from Indianapolis and currently living in LA. This is a single titled Bois. It's Flacco on Small Studio Signal Boost.
I don't know what you've been told. Don't you utter my name in front of Paul. Did I stutter when I said I wanted to go down like butter? Baby, you know I'm on a roll. Said I don't know what you've been told. Don't you utter my name in front of Paul. Did I stutter when I said I wanted to go down like butter? Baby, you know I'm on a roll. Yeah, I struggle with my boy. I don't with my boy. Hustle with my boy. Kiss a gang of boys.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Adam Gross here with Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong, and we're listening to music from Indiana artists. There's a band out of Fort Wayne called Namby Pamby that I recently learned about, and I really love them. They're a family band consisting of two sisters and one of their friends, which is always fun. This is a track from their album Marketplace. It's Namby Pamby with Chardonnay.
If you wanted to sit in the grass on the tops of the hillside, I could do this all night. Light at the end of the tunnel, my friend. I don't want to have to pretend that I'm not falling in love.
That's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artist on social media for updates and info. This has been Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. We are at our last song of the night. Adam, what do we have?
Yeah, this is a track from a split by Osa and Hidden Music, which came out on cassette on Ameliorate Records. This is Osa with Sugar Glider on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.
Thank you.